Like, I remember growing up, and a lot of the people that we used to look up to was the basketball players and the dope boys that was in the neighborhood and stuff like that. But you got to see both sides, right? You got to see the good and the bad. Now, in the social media era, we're just now getting to see the other side of people complaining, or the problems that they then have, or the things that they are having issues with within their lives, right? And I think even from an influential perspective, like from a content creator's perspective, people don't care as much about just the flossing, the successes and all of that. They kind of turned off from that. Like they've adapted to that. They used to that. They know that everybody is wearing fake diamonds and all of that stuff, right? Now we're starting to get into a space where people are looking for authenticity, and that's going to be the play. That's going to be the move. It's going to be the play. And so I've always prided myself on being authentic with my life, and things are great, right? But they're not always great. Sometimes it goes left, sometimes it goes right. But let me give y'all a little bit of insight. For example, one of the things that I seen was this woman right here, right? And this came across my feed, and I did not plan on doing a reaction to it, but I did want to have a conversation about it, and so I earmarked it. And I didn't know when I was going to come back to it, but I definitely wanted to have a conversation about it. And this is what she had to say. This is what she's saying about life.
At this point, I will take any reason to stop being a member of this parasitic capitalistic society. Yes, I am scared, but I'm also ready. I am ready to stop stressing about my bills, to stop stressing about my rent, to stop feeling like a zombie that's just doing the same shit every day, that I have a schedule and an alarm clock and I go to work and I get my paycheck and I pay my bills. Lather, rinse, repeat. I'm ready to survive on my own term, the way I want to live, the way I want to survive. I know how. I do. I know how. I'm ready. I'm ready for any reason. Bring it on. Pull the plug. Let's get this shit going. I have felt drained in this society since I can remember. I'm neurodivergent. I hate this capitalistic world that we live in. At this point, if one person starts doing it, I'm gonna start doing it. That's where I'm at. Survive on my own terms. I don't want to be a member of this shitty ass society anymore. I want to decide how I'm going to survive. I think a lot of us are ready to unplug from this shitty matrix that we're all being forced to be a part of.
So what she's basically saying is that she's tired of adulting. That's really what it comes down to. She's tired of being an adult. And you know what I find to be interesting about that is that there are a whole lot of people that feel just like her. But what I've also learned is the people of yesteryear, in every single generation, the 2000s was much more difficult as far as what you had to put in order to survive. A lot of people will say, well, the 2000s, the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, the cost wasn't as much. The physical labor was a lot more. I remember, do you know why there were a lot of people, why there was a lot of turnover? Even though a lot of people migrated up to Detroit, and at one point it was over 50,000 people a month that was migrating up to Detroit in order to get jobs at Ford, Chrysler, and GM back in the 50s and the 40s and the 60s and things like that, the 30s, all of that. Because they will say, hey, the people of yesteryear, they had it easier. Because the cost of living, they could buy a house. Do you know how difficult it was for you to actually be able to get these jobs and then do them? It was easy for you to get the job, but it was hard to keep it. Why was it hard to keep? Because it was physical. It was hard. Every single job, almost every single job in every generation before us was exponentially harder than the year before. I used to talk to some of the old timers when I was working in the steel mill and when we was at Ford and all of that stuff. You know what they used to tell me? Back-breaking work. That's why they promised you a pension. The reason why you don't have a pension today versus having a pension And yesteryear is not just based off of the financials. It's not just based off of them wanting to be able to compete with international companies that don't have the same legacy costs as traditional automakers. It's they promised you a pension because they wanted to incentivize people to stay on the job. The pay was really good. It built up the middle class, but you had to endure. And so some of that work was back-breaking work. Y'all sit here and complain about delivering packages and prepping stuff for Amazon today, you couldn't survive. These little cornballs, all of these people today that's sitting here whining, you could not survive. You could not survive. They said, if you work here 30 years, we'll pay you for the rest of your life. You know why? Because it was expected for you to not to be able to survive for 30 years. That's when they came up with the unions, because the unions allowed for them to be able to get seniority. And once you got seniority, you can get a better position. You didn't have to do some of the grunt work that you had to do when you first came in, right? And so it was much more difficult to be able to hold on to a job. Way more difficult. Most people quit. Most people, them good jobs, them the jobs that y'all keep on talking about that everybody had, that it was easier to cost them being able to buy stuff and stuff. Most people quit. They couldn't take it. It was too hard. The repetitive nature, standing on your feet all day, no orthotics, back was hurting. Being able to get in them pits, possibility of injuries. Oh, I know, I know. We had to do some of the manual stuff because my plant that I was at, the steel mill, we hadn't upgraded to the new lines and we hadn't had no new technology since like the 50s and the 60s. And so we had to go and get in them pits and clean out all of them steel scraps. You could only work down there and the smell and all of that stuff. And you had to put on a respirator mask. And that's why I didn't have no beard back then. Y'all keep saying liberal time, he had no beard. It's because I had to wear a respirator mask. I couldn't really wear a beard because anytime you had a beard, it prevented, it didn't do its job because the hair was preventing you from actually having a seal on your face. And so we would get in there and we would scrape that steel. You can only work for like 15 to 30 minutes at a time. Then you had to come out, take a 15, 20 minute break because you were sweating. You were pouring because it was absolutely more difficult. Do you know why people are much bigger and stuff like that in the United States of America? Because a while ago, all of those guys in the 60s and the 70s that looked like they was 50 years old in the face, but they was real skinny and fit. That's because they had to do physical jobs. The jobs that you had to be physical. It wasn't no working from home, wasn't no sitting at the computer. We spoiled. We're super spoiled nowadays. These people that you see right here, they just never been through anything. They spoiled. And so they looking for universal basic income, health care for all. That's why people advocate for that stuff, because they lazy and they actually make some bad decisions. They go to college, get a bunch of debt. They go and get a bunch of student loans. They go and get a bunch of car notes. They get all of these things and then they can't afford to pay for it. And then they get online and say, you know what? I'm so tired. I want to get out of the system. It's rinse and repeat. Get my paycheck. I ain't got nothing at the end of the month. It's because it's self-inflicted wounds and laziness. Self-inflicted wounds and laziness. I see people that come out, man, Amazon ain't. Okay, well, that's why they're replacing you with robots, because we've gotten so complacent. And so now, good times make weak men. Good times make weak men. Y'all looking for diversity, equity, and inclusion positions. Y'all don't want to work. You don't want to grind like the dudes back in the day. You don't want to grind. My grandfather on my mother's side, he worked two jobs. He worked at the plant and he worked at the post office. Crazy, right? And for the entirety of the time that I could ever remember, he always had two jobs before he passed away. Plant, post office. Plant, he was delivering mail, and then he was working overnight at the plant. For 40 years. 40 years. Never stopped. Didn't even see the blessings of his paycheck, because all of his paycheck went to raising a bunch of kids. That's the facts. That's the facts. And as I was doing my redoing my life insurance, because every year I do a reassessment and they go through a process where you got to put in your income and all of this stuff, because once you get past a certain amount, it's not just cut and dry. You got to go through a process. And I was also looking at this video and several other videos, right? And it got me to thinking, because whenever you do a life insurance policy, in my mind, I think about, okay, so What is it that I need to leave behind to make sure that my family and the people that I love and the people that surround me are okay for the rest of their life? I don't want them going out there having to depend on no man. I don't want them ever to get online and be like this and that. No, I set things up. I invest in properties. I make sure that I got my life insurance, make sure I got my investments in my stock, my portfolio, and all of that stuff, right? But then you could spend a lot of money really fast. So here's the key. Here's the thing that I want to tell you guys. The greatest gift that you can give to your loved ones so that they're not looking dusty and being dusty like this woman right here. The greatest gift that you can give to your loved ones is skill set and mindset. Skill set and mindset. One of the things that I wanted to make sure that my people have, A, was the mindset. Because the mindset will then put you in a position to know how to use things correctly. It helps you to understand how money works. It gives you the financial literacy. It gives you perspective on what money is and how things are and how people are. And it removes the barriers to entry so that you don't feel like you're a victim and have to depend on other people to be successful, right? What is a person that's successful? How do they think? You don't look at life and you say, "Hey man, I can't afford it." You ask yourself, "How can I afford it?" Which gives you the motivation to go out and do things differently or to solve for a problem. When you have a dusty mindset and you just want to give up like this woman, it's a difference. It's the difference between the way that she thinks and the way that I think. It's a big difference between who gets there and who doesn't. The skill set. The greatest gift that you can give your children, listen to me, it's not thinking that you're going to pass on generational wealth. The people that came before us made that mistake. You're not hearing it. The people that came before us made the same mistakes. They kept thinking that they was going to pass on their homes, pass on their pensions, pass on their Social Security, pass on whatever it is that they came together. And you know what happened? People with the dusty mindset, they sold it. People with no skill set, they sold their homes. We had a greater home ownership, more businesses, more success, and more wealth than before. Our communities were thriving more than they're thriving today. And they had the same mindset to just pass it on. When you say, "I'm gonna just give my kid, I'm gonna give my son a car," you're not teaching him nothing because he don't value it. They passed their stuff on and the people sold it. And it didn't make any difference. They didn't know how to maintain it. They didn't understand what it took in order to get there. I see people today. Soon as somebody die, everybody want to sell it and they divest it and they split it up and then they go on vacation and that's the end of it. They work their whole life to pay off their home so that their kids can sell their house. It happens every single day. It's the same thing. You're not passing on generational wealth because you give over a home. A home is not for you to be able to save in. A home is for you to have a roof over your head and to minimize the amount of money that you got to spend in order to survive. That's what a home is. If you give your girl a skill set, don't just get these women that just want to say, "You know what? I just want to be taken care of for the rest of my life." Women have to be purposeful. I've taught Rita how to build homes. I am making sure that my daughter has an education. I am giving them a skill set and a mindset to be able to manage the resources in the event that anything ever happens to me. Put them in a position to be able to thrive on their own. The greatest gift that my father gave me, the greatest gift that my father gave me. He never bought me a car. He never did. The greatest gift that my father gave me was a mindset for what success was and forcing me to get a skill set that if anything ever to happen was to ever happen to him, I would be able to make sure that my family is taken care of and I will be able to make sure that my mom and everybody else is straight. The greatest gift is to be able to stand on your own two feet. You are crippling and handicapping your people. You are crippling and handicapping your girl, your kids. If anything was to ever happen to you tomorrow, they would be dusty as hell within 6 months, trying to figure it out and trying to monkey branch onto another man so that they won't be able to drown and they won't be homeless. Think about that for a second. If something was to happen to you today, your girl, dusty. She gonna come on the I Choose You 2 tour. You want that? You want your girl on the I Choose You 2 tour trying to figure out how she can survive? Or do you want her to not operate out of dustiness, out of duress, but to be moving in abundance? Wouldn't it be a tragedy if Kobe, when Kobe passed away, that Vanessa was out here trying to monkey branch from man to man like Larsa Pippen is after she got divorced from Scottie Pippen and now she was busting it down for Future? Wouldn't that be a travesty? Wouldn't that be a dent on his legacy? How dusty would it be if something was to happen to me tomorrow, right? How dusty would it be for my girl to be over here talking to a whole bunch of people and now she on the vlogs? Oh man, Anton left her dusty. That's a shot to my own legacy. It's a brokenness. So we need understanding. The word of God says, and everything that you do, get understanding. We have to have understanding. We have to be purposeful. We have to be mindful. We have to develop the right skill sets, and we have to pass those things on to our kids. What's the point of giving your kids and your people more money if all they're gonna do is fumble the bag when they get it and they don't know what to do once you get out of there? Ant Dog said, this is why life insurance is important. Okay, so you get life insurance. Let's say, for example, you get life insurance and whatever the amount is, what's a good amount? 1 million, 2 million, whatever, right? Let's say you get $1 million in life insurance, because life insurance is really so you can be able to bury things and make sure all of the money is straight and get a clean slate for your people so that they ain't suffering immediately right after you die. So let's say you get 1 million, 2 million, right? You gotta live for the next 30 to 40, 50 years, possibly 50 years. You're telling me that 1 million or 2 million is gonna last you for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years? It's not. It's not. You can get all the life insurance you want. Eventually, you're gonna be dusty if you don't have the mindset and the skill set to be able to survive. That's my point. That's my point. You will fumble it. You will be broke immediately. You will fumble it and you will be broke. I promise you. I see it every single day. Every single day. It's not enough. It's not enough to just get the money without the mindset and the skill set. You understand what I'm saying? No matter how much you get, if you don't have the principles, the basic foundation that allows for you to be able to survive for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years, your people gonna be dusty. You see why it's not just about life insurance? You see why, and I'm not saying don't get life insurance. Get life insurance. But I'm also saying there's other things, skill set and mindset, that gotta go along with that. Because that alone is not gonna be enough. It's just gonna be a bridge until you walk into the water. I'm telling you, people go broke every day. People go broke every day. 1 million, 2 million, it's not gonna last you for the rest of your life. I promise you. I promise you. I know a person, a woman, an older woman, who had the looks and she was beautiful and all of that. And she had married a guy and they had been married for 20 plus years or whatever. He wound up passing to cancer. He wound up passing to cancer. Left her in a phenomenal setup, phenomenal position. House was paid off, nice, big, beautiful home. Had life insurance. He had phenomenal credit. He wound up doing really, really well in life. Today, she trying to figure out what she gonna do. That was what, 10 years ago or something? Today, she trying to figure out what she was gonna do. And she went out there. She got her some new teeth. She got her body done. And it's the honest to God truth. Got her body done. Took in a little bit of dusty man. They went on some vacations, a lot of vacationing, went and sold the home, went and bought a new home over there, bought a new home over there, bought a new home over there, went and got some mortgages. Her home was paid off, gave some money to her kids. She retired all of a sudden, less than 6 months after he passed away. And now she's trying to figure out what she's going to do, trying to make something stretch, trying to make something work, trying to figure out how she can make a move. She was in a phenomenal position, her skill set and her mindset. Her mindset led her to the position that she in. Her skill set is not transferable because now she can't find a job no more of the caliber that her and her husband was generating the type of income. So she didn't have a plan. She was on no plan. It's all for nothing. All for nothing. I'm telling you, bro. Listen, heed my words. I know y'all think it's all fun and games. I know we laugh and play on the Millionaire Morning Show on a regular basis, and we about to get into the show. But I want y'all to heed my words. Everything that I do is for the edification of the people that are around me, which is pleasing to God. I can't leave my people dusty. Gotta make sure they are in a great space. Would never have them in a home that's not paid for. Got to make sure that the house is paid for. Got to make sure that they have a skill set. Got to make sure that they're busy. Got to make sure that they got the right mindset. Got to make sure that my daughter's college is paid for, right? Got to make sure that people are in a good position. That's what it's about. That's what it, she all said that she's still with the dusty dude. No, she had a bunch of, she had like a few dudes that she went through. She married him, got divorced, married him, got divorced. Now she on her new boyfriend. Married him, got divorced. Married him, got divorced. Now she on a new boyfriend. Sad, sad. Now her kids got to take care of her. All right, y'all. Get a skill set and a mindset. Yeah, it's okay to get your daughter a car. Daughters should not move in the same way that sons should move. Sons need to be able to stand on their own. Daughters need to be able to be decent adults, and it's okay for them to have a career too, right? But at the same time, sons, it's a greater expectation. We all should be able to be human beings that survive on our own. But sons, men, we got to suffer so that we know exactly what it means in order to get through it. So a lot of guys that was given a lot of things, as soon as they was an adult and they got into a little bit of a kerfuffle, they folded like little girls, because they was treated just like the daughters. They folded like little girls, you know, because everybody gonna go through it. You're gonna have ups, you're gonna have downs, you're gonna have layoffs, you're gonna have to bounce back. What did you learn from it? You gotta know how to fix your own car, you gotta know how to change your own oil. Some of y'all sons don't even know how to change a tire. Y'all sons are so gay.